Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, I'm calling in from Utah. My name is Eric. I'm a really recent listener, and I've heard a lot of stories on a few podcasts that I've heard about people using Ouija boards and just going really bad for them. And I completely agree. It can bring a lot of really bad things into an area, into a person's life. But I would just like to explain a little bit about myself. I come from a very, I want to say, spiritual family. They've always had really strong paranormal happenings around them growing up. They were raised in that environment. They were taught that kind of stuff is okay, and that it's something that not everybody experiences. And myself, I wouldn't count myself as sensitive. I don't really believe that I am, because I don't experience a lot. I really don't. But being raised in that environment, you know, I've always wanted to experience what my family sees and hears. And a cousin of mine, who I'm going to call Brandon, he and myself decided that we were going to try a Ouija board. But if we ever did, we would have a series of safety measures. And so we researched, and this research took 2 years before we had the courage and confidence in ourselves to even attempt. And we looked up old, like, Germanic protection things, and like, the town I live in, apparently, this is really recent information to me. I live in Utah, so you think it'd be primarily LDS families that live here, but apparently, a good portion of the population is actually Wiccan, but I don't count myself as that either. If you want to practice that, go ahead, but, there's a lot of strength that certain practices and beliefs put in salt and iron and crystals and things like that. So we combined a whole bunch of different things. We placed salt circles around ourselves, around the board. We don't have an actual physical permanent board. We use just pieces of cardboard, write it on there, we tear it up and burn it, and we've always had a lot of success from that. But a lot of people view these things as very dangerous, and they are. They are very dangerous, but I would just like to let people know, you guys yourself, the listeners who frequent the show, that they are something that should be feared, but they're also something that should be respected. They're like firearms. They're a tool, and if used properly, they can be very, very helpful. You can learn a lot. You can have a lot of closure if you are a kind of person that wants to talk to a loved one or a deceased one in your family, in your life. But it's really something that you need to take precautions in order to use. Myself, my cousin, my girlfriend, and a close friend of ours, we have been using our methods for using a board for almost a little over a year now, and we've never had a negative experience. In fact, we all started out with a lot of negativity in our lives, and through using this, through learning more about ourselves and the world around us and the other side, it's really helped us to become, I want to say, better people. And it's really helped us grow and become who we feel like we needed to be or who we wanted to be. And I'm not saying it's for everybody, because it really isn't. It's very dangerous. It's very scary. It can let in a lot of negative things. Even with the measures that we put in place, we've had negative spirits come on and talk to us through the board, but we've always been sure to stand firm, tell them they're not welcome, and to end the session, wait a little while, and resume. And if it's not working, if the negative spirit is still present on the board, then we end it for the night, and we're done. But to anybody who would ever think or consider using a board, please do your research. It can be a very amazing experience, except especially for those who are sensitive or who count themselves as mediums or empaths. They can gain a lot from these kinds of experiences, but they can also be really hurt from these experiences. And I was raised with a mentality of these things are bad, but I didn't believe it until I did it for myself, and I've never had a bad experience. Not one that would keep me from using a board. But I hear all these stories on your show about how bad these experiences people have had with boards. And I think it's because they don't respect the rules or the dangers that come about with using one. And I would just like to say thank you for having this platform. I've been a listener for only about a week now, but I thought that my family was pretty unique with the things that we experience. And it's really amazing to hear that all over the world, people see and hear things that they can't explain. And having your show as an opportunity for people to open up and connect with others out there is truly an amazing thing, and you are wonderful people for even considering this as a possible idea. And I would just like to thank you so much on my behalf, as well as the other people you have helped or other listeners who may not call in or write in but still feel connected and relieved. I hope to become an EPP, but I'd just like to thank you again. Bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let's talk eggs. Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs, to be exact. My favorites, the only kind I've got in my fridge. No joke. And here's why. These aren't your average eggs. The hens live on open pastures with fresh air and sunshine all year long. They forage on local grasses and stretch their wings. They're living their best life. That care really shows in the taste. I love mine scrambled with a little butter or whipped up into a fancy frittata. And here's something most people don't know. You can trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Seriously. Side of the carton, you'll find the farm name. Type it in at vitalfarms.com/farm, and you'll get a 360-degree peek at the pasture. Plus, Vital Farms is a certified B Corporation, which means they're committed to improving the lives of people, animals, and the planet through food. Eggs you could feel good about. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
It's said everything happens for a reason, but maybe everything happens for a Reese's. Take noise-canceling headphones. Do they block hearing to heighten taste? That sound seems to show everything happens for a Reese's.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's episode was brought to you by Simple Mills, the feeling of the sun in a delicious snack. From their tasty crackers to their crunchy cookies, Simple Mills snacks taste good and are good for you because they're made from purposefully chosen ingredients. That purpose? Lifting you up, never weighing you down, so you can keep shining through the day. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.